Israel is begging to go into war in Lebanon. Okay, begging. They drop flyers. They drop flyers to threaten Lebanon with an invasion. They did this shit. It's a mass terror attack. That's what it is, by the way. And it's being celebrated as a f-ing epic move. I just want you to understand what they did is a breach of international law once again. Just so you understand, it is completely illegal. What they did is unconscionable, just a straight up act of terrorism. But of course, that's all Israel does. Israel does as much terrorism as they want to do, and ain't nobody fucking can say a goddamn thing about it. Now let's take a look at how epic the media is covering this epic act of mass terror.
His Ministry of Public Health says at least 8 people are dead and roughly 2,700 more injured after a number of pagers.
The numbers have increased since this story came out.
Exploded. CCTV shows the moment one explosion happened at a supermarket in Beirut. One man was knocked to the ground.
Yeah, Diane, this appears to be a highly sophisticated and widespread attack across.
Yeah, super sophisticated. Israel is in small bean, but also very moral and very responsible in the way that they're doing mass terror here in Lebanon, where I'm standing in front of civilians. Very nice. Yeah, hey, by the way, if you want to understand whether something is like immoral and unconscionable, imagine if Russia did this in Ukraine. That way, you will very quickly recognize how the media would react. If Russia did this in Ukraine, literally everyone would understandably go, what the fuck are you doing? This is just mass terrorism. And it's not even in Ukraine, actually. If Russia was doing this in fucking Poland. And we don't actually have to analyze or speculate, because guess what? Russia does do this to their own political dissidents every now and then. Never to this degree, never this widespread, actively targeting thousands of people that are like among civilians, you know what I mean?
Lebanon's health ministry now saying 2,750 people injured in this attack, including 200 of those people critically injured. We're seeing video, which is too graphic to show you, of catastrophic injuries to a number of individuals in multiple hospitals across Lebanon. They're saying that 8 people have been killed in the attack, including a 10-year-old girl. We've had now 2 statements from Hezbollah, that Iranian-backed proxy group based in Lebanon. They are saying 2 of their members are amongst the 8 people.
Okay, first of all, it's not just a proxy group based in Lebanon. It's also a fucking political party, dude. What the fuck? It's so funny to say, well, Hezbollah is a terrorist organization, when we are covering a story about Israel openly taking credit over exploding fucking pagers directly in a country that they're not in war with right now, around civilians. You would justify 9/11 if Israel did it to another country, straight up at that point. They killed a f***ing 8-year-old man or a 10-year-old. You might be brain dead, but we already knew this. Come on, brother. Come on, dude. Is this the only thing you got? Is this actually the only thing you got? You can't speak out on the atrocities that Israel does in Gaza. So now it's like a new debate position that like they deserved it. You know, everyone that is in the vicinity of Israel needs to die. Is that your actual argument? Just go back to watching your fucking pro-genocide debate, Lord, please. Just leave and go watch that. I feel like people don't look at this with nuance, regardless of their position. Should civilians have been hurt during this attack? It's okay since it was meant to target militants. It's not. First of all, there are certain rules about like how you can conduct international war, and the rules are there so that it doesn't happen to you either. You can't always run with the assumption that like our guns are better, our cyber terrorism is better, so we get to do it and they get to do nothing in return. This is one of those rules. You cannot mass explode communication devices used by civilians. De facto terrorism, since many of the people whose pagers were blown up are not military targets but civilian members of the political wing of Hezbollah, and the chaos it caused, for example, if the victims were driving or in a crowded area, it could mean more random civilian deaths. It is directly an act of terrorism. It's directly an act of terrorism in not a war zone, mind you. You can just say that they're Muslim, so they deserved it all day, every day, but it doesn't f***ing matter. I'm from Lebanon. The pagers are available for everyone. My cousin had one, too. He works as a nurse. Fortunately, she did not hold it in her hands. The absolute majority of casualties are civilians, over 4,000 already. This is insane, dude. This is insane. I don't care about Hezbollah members. No civilian would use a pager, dog. Are you f***ing stupid, dude? What do you mean no civilian would use a pager? The civilians that use pagers are doctors and nurses, you f***ing idiot. Hospitals still use them, you dumb f***. I get it. Like, in order to defend the Israeli genocide and the Israeli apartheid regime, like, you have to basically fucking bludgeon your head multiple times in an effort to fucking arrive at a position that what Israel is doing is good. But, like, you can't be this stupid. It's not indistinguishable from terrorism, says Sturgeon's Law. There is no better way to describe it. Here's Edward Snowden's take on it. Here's Yusuf's take on it as well. Yusuf Munayer. The apparent Israeli mass cyber attack in Lebanon that detonated cellular devices and pagers is a grave violation of international human law and opens a dangerous Pandora's box. Almost every human is a walking, ticking bomb, and it won't be long before this tech will be used by many actors. That's the other side of this process. How long before dissidents targeted by Putin, Modi, KSA, Iran, Israel, and many others fall prey to such an assassination tactic? No need to poison tea anymore. Parents in Lebanon, just like parents all over the world, let their kids play with their phones from time to time. How many Lebanese kids did Israel blow up today with their gimmicks? What Israel has done is, via any method, reckless. They blow up countless numbers of people who were driving, meaning cars out of control, shopping. Your children are in a stroller standing behind them in the checkout line. Indistinguishable from terrorism, because it is terrorism. It's not indistinguishable from terrorism. It is an act of terror. As information comes in about the exploding beepers in Lebanon, it seems now more likely that than not to be implanted explosives, not a hack. Why? Too many consistent, very serious injuries. If it were overheated batteries exploding, you'd expect many more small fires and misfires. Sky News Arabia reports that the pagers were packed with a small amount of PETN, which was detonated by raising battery temperatures. It seems like, at least according to Sky News Arabia, initial sources say that there was a quantity of highly explosive PETN that was placed on the device's battery and detonated by raising the battery's temperature. This was more targeted than just like simply exploding the hundreds of thousands of pagers that are in use, okay? And it's obviously not just like a battery explosion. However, the issue in this process is people f***ing give away pagers. And not only that, but also people are driving cars. People are f***ing, you know, at the checkout line, at the grocery store. When you're exploding f***ing pagers randomly, okay, in an act of terror, you're killing a lot of people, including an 8-year-old. Imagine a Hezbollah dude in Lebanon, a political operative, a civilian, right? Not a militant, but a political operative is on a f***ing airplane. That airplane could be flying over any territory. That f***ing pager explodes inside of that airplane. Not a small plane, like a straight up commercial airline. How many f***ing civilians does Israel kill in that process? Did that happen? Are you posing a hypothetical? I'm posing a hypothetical as to why there are rules around this sort of thing. Al Jazeera saying that the pagers in the Israeli attack were indeed packed with explosives and were imported into Lebanese territory 5 months ago. And Axios says that the decision was made by the Israeli state to detonate the pagers a week ago. They're flexing. They want to go to war with Lebanon. So they're trying to gear up for this war with Lebanon. They want to invade Lebanon. I don't know if you already covered this, but there were pagers that exploded in doctors' possessions. Yeah, of course. It makes total perfect sense. Like, you have no way of sneaking in pagers specifically for Hezbollah. You know that, right? Even if you did have a way of sneaking it and just giving it to only Hezbollah militants, generals, you have no way of knowing that they're not around f***ing random civilians. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? The cost of life is nothing for so many people, I think. As long as you're just, you know, a criminal automatically for being born in Lebanon, You're just a unforeseeable consequence. Like, sorry, it's just collateral damage. Like, what the fuck? This is a mass act of terrorism. And it won't be long until this is used in a similar capacity against others who don't have the OPSEC for it, including but not limited to Israel. Yeah, blindsiding America as usual. The operation was approved earlier this week during security meetings with Prime Minister Netanyahu, senior members of his cabinet, and the heads of the security services. Israel didn't inform the Biden administration ahead of time. Yeah, they can do whatever the fuck they want, dog. They can do whatever they want. Like, there was a dude that was caught on fucking tape, dude. He was in the supermarket. He's in the grocery store. Do you think this is all right? Think about it, dude. Think about it. Like, a bomb just explodes when you're at fucking checkout at you know, Walmart, because the dude in front of you bought a fucking dud pager. Like, you think that's all right? It maims your daughter. It maims your son. You think that's a you would be like, that's, this is appropriate? No, you would not. The only reason why you think it's permissible is because the victims are brown, dude. That's it. For the record, you just said, if this doesn't outrage the public, our future isn't looking great. It's not going to, because the media is already celebrating how brilliant this is. Blowing up Hezbollah pagers would have been a game changer in an all-out war in Israel's favor, but they wasted this stunt now to try and put off a war they know they can't win. Israel's losing Gaza. The north is empty and Hezbollah is systematically destroying it. Netanyahu will do anything to secure any sort of victory to satisfy his rabid base. Even after this attack, Israel didn't achieve any of their main goals. That's the other part of this. If they were to do this in the midst of like an operation, in the midst of like an on the ground, like straight up invasion, that would be one thing. It would still be a foul act of terror, but at least it would actually have strategic importance. And I wouldn't put it past Israel to do that. Having said that, not only is this an act of terror, an overt act of terror in violation of international laws, it also was meaningless. It was meaningless. It was just to be like, it was just a flex to be like, hey guys, I know that we're not in favor anymore. Like, our intelligence community is not what it once was, but like, we still got it. Death toll officially is up to 11 and 4,000 wounded, like maimed. Wounded doesn't just mean like, oh, you have scratches, okay? It means like your shit got blown off, your hand, your arm, body parts. We'll find out more about this, but by the way, there is no assurances that the pagers that you're selling only stay in the hands of Hezbollah. That's the other part of this process. Now, a more ethical thing you could possibly do in that situation is to put trackers in the fucking pagers and trace the pagers and ensure that they know where these guys are, where Hezbollah militants are, whatever. But no, they don't want to do that because they want to blow shit up, because they don't give a fuck, because they know that no matter what happens, the Western media will back them. And also, the devices apparently were programmed to beep for several seconds before exploding, according to the officials, who spoke on the condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the matter. Why would you want to do that? Well, it's because if it's on your desk and it starts beeping, you pick it up and you look at it so it f***ing blows up in your face. Just so you understand the gross nature of this attack. Like, intercepting a supply chain and f***ing adding plastic explosives, like the chemicals used for like Semtex, is just unimaginable, dude. I am shocked at the cruelty of this. This has to be considered a war crime. Yes, of course it's a war crime. But with Israel, it's basically yet another war crime that it gets to do, and not a single person will say anything about it. And if you do say something about it, you're a f***ing idiot, and you should shut the f*** up because they deserve it, and that it is totally valid, totally permissible. F*** you for ever saying anything. Now we're going to do Fortnite dances on the corpses of f***ing, you know, Lebanese children too. Can this be the final straw? No, dude. At this point, I'm going to be honest with you, Israel could nuke Lebanon and they still wouldn't consider that to be far too much. Now the thing is, a lot of people say, oh, this is James Bond shit, not realizing, yeah, it's James Bond shit, it's the James Bond villain that does this. There is no movie in which like the intelligence communities that are supposed to be presented as the good guys would be exploding these f***ing devices. It's the bad guys that would do that, just so you understand. How is anyone in the region supposed to look at this and go, Israel is literally a violent entity that is swinging at every single country that has the unfortunate consequence of being in its immediate fucking vicinity? If the same was done to Israel, as BM is right, Israel would have called it a second 7/10, aka the third Holocaust, and would have been bombing all over Lebanon like crazy right now with the full backing of the entire world that would have been horrified of the unprecedented atrocious terrorist attack against innocent Israelis. 100%. Here's what the New York War Crimes said. Pagers explode, the New York Times headline reads, after their friends in Israel detonated devices near thousands of Lebanese people in homes, hospitals, and busy streets. If it was any other perpetrator, they would call it a terrorist attack. Look at the passive voice here. Israel, the greatest cop nation. Pagers explode across Lebanon after Israel warns Hezbollah. Hezbollah said pagers belonging to its members had exploded, and health officials said over 2,700 were wounded. The Israeli military declined to comment. Pagers explode naturally when they're under extreme distress. Here's a doctor in internal medicine in Beirut, Dania El Halak. I smelled too much blood today and tried to stop many slaughtered body parts from bleeding, which was pointless. What we are going through is unbelievable. I'm not even kidding, dude. Israel could do this in America, and America wouldn't do shit. America condemns the American citizens that were exploded by Israeli bombs, hurting the feelings of the great state of Israel. Israel blows up Columbia campus student protesters, and America's like, well, they were in the wrong. They shouldn't have actually said something. They shouldn't have said something mean about Israel.
Joining us now, we've got Firas Maqsad, who is the director of outreach at the Middle East Institute in Washington, as we're getting this breaking news in with hundreds of people injured, specifically Hezbollah members, after their pages exploded. Firas, great to have you with us. What is your initial response to this news?
No doubt a major operation and a wonderful, I mean, maybe wonderful is the wrong word, but an exceptional breakthrough for Israeli intelligence there.
They blew up a 10-year-old, bro. That's crazy.
Just a fucking straight-up Nazi, dude. On CNN, by the way. What a wonderful, wonderful act of terror. This is just celebrating 9/11, you know? This is what Trump and everyone else lied about and said Muslims were doing, you know what I mean? On rooftops or some shit. Love the director of outreach at the Middle East Institute saying this, by the way. When you see this kind of stuff, I think, I hope you understand why the rest of the world, like, in a lot of instances, despise us, okay? That's why it's so funny when people chirp about, like, I don't know, people burning American flags in, like, Iran or some shit. It's like, what are you talking about? Do you know the fucking pain that we cause everywhere on a daily fucking basis, dude?
The irony here, of course, is, and the question I ask out loud is, what is the Iranian ambassador... To Lebanon doing with a network of communications that is limited to Hezbollah?
Oh, they're just flexing, dude. This is crazy. No accountability will come to Israel. American media is firing off on all cylinders, being like, this shit is awesome. A little girl was killed in the process, but yo, that shit was dope, okay? Had she considered not being fucking born in Lebanon? Sorry, sucks to suck. 9-year-old Fatima Jafar Abdullah. That was her name. A young girl killed in a northeastern Lebanon's Baalbek district, according to Lebanese media. But hey, mint, dude. Sick operation. So cool and innovative. Wonderful, they said. I wonder if any news medias will use the word terror on this literal terror attack. Fuck no. That is only if it is an enemy of the United States. We will never use that when it's a friend to the United States, when it's a proxy state or a vassal state. We will never use those terms. Once again, leave aside that these pagers are used by doctors and nurses. If Hezbollah blew up phones and pagers of IDF soldiers, whether or not on duty, or even fucking, again, IDF soldiers or Knesset members, killing them inside of their homes, next to their children, killing the daughter, a 9-year-old daughter of a Knesset member, all hell would break loose. Nathan J. Robinson says, Israel knew that detonating all the pagers would mean indiscriminately killing civilians because you have no idea where the person with the pager is going to be. Launching explosions in the fruit markets and killing children is rightly called terrorism. The targets may have been military, but if Hamas put a bomb in an Israeli market in order to kill a military official, we would still consider it terrorism. Not only that, but also Israel directly uses bombs to kill people that they suspect is like high up. And they do end up killing a bunch of civilians in the process inside of Lebanon, in Syria, in Iraq, and many other places. It does not matter.